When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On 95.7 The Game.
I guess that's the one they picked this morning.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Between him and Bonte telling me he gave you a 10-8 round yesterday in the 1 o'clock hour when you went on about Steph and possible slippage. Like, what do I do with that?
He got off to a good start, Goo, but I'm not going to let it affect me because it's payday.
He said it was that close? I had me at 10-5.
Oh, boy.
That's what the punch counter had.
Stop. What's up, baby?
Warriors Rockets tonight.
No Steph, no Dre.
Yep.
And
it's always fun.
Wiggins has an entanglement. What is it, Evan? I mean, entanglement. What is it, Evan?
An impingement.
What is that? Scotty, I think you don't know.
I had an impingement once. Know. It's when my two discs were pressing against the
that's
the nerve.
No, you're being serious.
Yeah. I don't know if it works itself out or not, but yeah, no Steph and no.
How do you stop the streak without those two?
What streak?
The losing streak.
What do you mean? They've beaten the Rockets 14 straight games.
I'm talking about the last five games, partner.
Oh.
And well, nobody cares about
they
my
beat
life.
The Rockets. Not really. They beat the Rockets without Steph earlier this season.
They blew a 30-point lead in overtime.
They held on to win in overtime.
See, you looked at the game like Houston's younger, faster Steph, and I'll be in tomorrow when Guru brings his dad to his first game at Chase. If Norm gets to the facility and Steph's not playing,
what about it?
There'll be water.
Well, the most exciting player will still be playing, Anthony Edwards, tomorrow.
Wow.
Like, that's the one your dad probably wants to see.
No, it's Curry. I'm going to call you Rambo. Jack Rambo, early. What we got?
Well, you know, the Warriors is what one thing we got. So they're 12-8. They've lost 5 in a row. The season is 25% over.
I'm out.
Wow.
Why? And that's what I'm going to get on Warrior. You can't be out yet. Come on now.
Well, if you're telling me.
You can't be out yet.
I got to tell you something. If you're telling me the next 25 is going to consist in this season, I can make parallels with the Niners just in regard to the injuries or the constant nags that these athletes are going through that are serious. And, Steiny, if you're telling me early on this is going to be part of the future, you know, Steph in and out. And Draymond, I know they're waiting on the MRI results or whatnot. That's what I don't like, that it's rearing its head this early.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But if you didn't prepare for this, then that's really on you, isn't it? Not you, I mean Warriors.
If you didn't prepare.
If you're gonna still have Steph and Draymond on the team and be as integral as they are, you had to prepare for the fact that they both may miss. I don't know. What's the number you put on it? What would be a healthy year for Steph Curry, and what would be a trouble year for Steph Curry?
I did your math coming in because you said, Goo, so they played 20 games. He's missed 4.
Right.
If we do that out over 82, he would only miss 12. Get what? Yeah.
16.
16. Right. I'll take that all day.
That'd be about 65 games.
Let's go.
Would you take that right? See, this is the thing.
I would take it right
I know
Texas
you would.
Second.
I know you would. And you know why you would take it? It's because you're worried he's going to play less. And I get it. Oh, and man. And that's, you know, I've been, Evan and I were batting around some stuff yesterday about, you know, what are the Warriors going to do? What are the Warriors we're going to do? And one of the things that I can't stop thinking about, it's less about what the Warriors are going to do. What's Steph thinking right now?
Oh, man.
What is Steph Curry thinking right now?
That's a bar. Let's just talk about it.
He's got 2.5 more years left on his deal. They're 12-8. And let's just say they're headed toward another season where they win 42, 44, 46, 48.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And last year, wasn't enough because you're in the Western Conference.
It feels like that's not good enough. For example, the Warriors right now are 6. Would you take it right now, that they're the 6th seed at the end of the year?
Yes, and that would mean no Kakamanie playing. I would take it.
Is that enough, though? Two things. Is it enough for the fans, and is it enough for Steph?
Well, it's twofold to me, because now if he is going to be dealing with these issues, but you said, okay, I'm there 65 games, how mad can he really be about what's going on? Because I'm trying to – like, I feel like he's closer to the summer Steph when he was in Vegas at the Summer League when he said, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, he's monitoring what's going on with this team. But if he can't help as much, how much does he take a step back? Like, how mad can you be – when your absence is a big part of us being hopefully 6. I'd take 6 in a second after no playoffs.
Yeah, I would too. I would too right now, but it's only because I'm starting to get worried about Steph and Draymond and this team. And the old, and we've kind of been in it the last couple years, is how can you be a top 4 or 5 seed if those guys are going to miss a quarter of the season? You know what I mean?
Like, that's the scary part. I feel like we're seeing.
I know.
With them, it's going to be a bear. Now it's a gorilla.
Exactly. So what do you do? Do you just keep playing it out? And now you've got your two stars, Draymond and Steph, both saying, you know, they're both banged up. And they both used the term, we got to try to stay ahead of this.
Yeah.
to me, when I hear we ought to try to stay ahead of this, it means that they're going to have to load manage over the course of the year. Wow, that would be the best case scenario without getting a big injury. But it sounds like that would only mean 60 to 65 games, even if they're relatively healthy for the whole year.
And I don't feel like they're deep enough to salvage that without those two guys.
I feel like they're deep enough, but they're not good enough.
Then that without means those you're not guys. Deep enough.
Well, no, they'll still be able to put nine guys out there who are quality guys.
How impactful is how effective is that going to be?
Well,
and they're 3-0 without Steph. That was early, right?
But I think they lost the game with him recently.
But I don't know, Stoney. I'm not trying to be negative, Nancy. I just if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I'm on the phone. I'm in the lab trying to concoct. Not an escape plan. This is no shade at who's on the roster. But Stoney, if you're really all in, you got to find some improvement. And right now, I just don't feel like that's on the squad right now. Especially not even knowing Draymond's what's going on with him moving forward.
You know, yesterday we were talking about Steph, and I said, you know, one of the things I wasn't crazy about was, you know, Mike Dunleavy saying, you know, it's about Steph's window. And the thing I didn't like most about that was it felt like you announced to everybody kind of what you were doing. But the more I think about what the Warriors are trying to do, I don't know that it's ever been done before. And that is build around a 36-year-old guard. And I'm just going back over the greatest guards in NBA history. And, you know, whether it's Steve Nash or Isaiah Thomas or Allen Iverson, they just, at 36 years old, he's embarking on something that they were never asked to do, which was be the best player on their team at that age.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.